Persephone Books presents an unabridged recording of Cheerful Weather for the Wedding by Julia Strachey, read by Miriam Margulies. Originally published by Leonard and Virginia Woolf at the Hogarth Press, Tavistock Square, London, 1932. On March the 5th, Mrs. Thatcham, a middle-class widow, married her eldest daughter Dolly, who was 23 years old, to the Honourable Owen Bigham. He was 8 years older than she was and in the diplomatic service. It had been a short engagement, as engagements are supposed to go, only a month, but Owen was due out in South America at the end of March to take up a post there for several years, and Dolly had agreed to marry and go out with him. Owen and Dolly were married from the Thatchams' house in the country. Owen's parents had a house in that part of the world also, the other side of the sea bay of Malton. At the beginning of the wedding morning, it was grey and cold. It so happened that at 9:05, Dolly, on her way through the drawing room to breakfast, ran into Milman, the middle-aged parlourmaid.
"So sorry, Milman."
"Oh, not at all, miss. Look, here is something Lily found of yours, pressed down behind one of the drawers in your old bureau that used to be in the old nursery."
Milman handed Dolly a square blue leather bag, faded yellowish in streaks, and with a leather handle swinging loose.
"It must have been there ever since last summer, miss, when you moved all your things out, you remember, and the bureau was put up in the attic."
"Good gracious me, Milman. I expect there are all sorts of precious things inside it. Hundreds of lost cheques, my brooch, and that wretched gold thimble of Cook's I lost, perhaps."
"Well, you have a good look, miss. I'm sure I hope you'll find all the lot of them in there."
Milman laughed merrily and went out of the drawing room. Dolly sat down at a small writing table just beside her and opened the bag. It was all but empty. A layer of grey fluff and something like biscuit crumbs lay along the bottom, and besides this there was a pink bus ticket and a folded-up old envelope in her mother's writing. She opened the envelope and pulled out her mother's letter. It was dated last July, and the address at the top was that of their cousin Bob's house at Hadley Hill. This cousin Bob's full title was Canon Dakin. As Dolly's father was dead and there were no uncles, it was he who was to give Dolly away at the wedding that afternoon. Dolly glanced at the letter. It seemed to be a very fair specimen copy of all her mother's other letters. She smiled and began to read the letter through.
"We had such a nasty wet weekend for your Aunt B, but K and Ch and Mr. F and P all turned to and helped her write out her cards for her MWOS next Sat and were a very cheerful, busy little party. Would you mind filling up the enclosed PC and sending it off to L, letting her know if you ever received the address you wanted and that she sent you? I had lunch with her today, and she is so terribly afraid that you never received it as you did not write and thank her for it. Today we've come down to stay with Cousin Bob at his new house at Hadley. Such a cheerful little house, right on the top of H Hill. Rather draughty, perhaps, but such a cheery, cosy little place for the fine weather. All the flowers look so gay, and there is such a pretty view of the little old Saxon church. We're 5 miles here from Dinsbury, 7.5 from Churton. Now we're off," thought Dolly. "Only 10 from Great Broddington, 8 from Little Broddington, and 15 from Bell Hill. C and M, also the P and W McGrews, came over from L, and we went for a nice M drive. If you drive along the Dinsbury Road from here, and bear round to the left by Tiggicum, and cross the main London and Hadley Road, and bear up well to the right, you get to Wogsbottom, which is only 2.5 miles from Crockdalton, and not above 3 from Pegworth."
Dolly skipped the next half page and began again lower down.
"It is such a trial for Cousin Bob that Kay will drink so heavily. They tell me such dreadful stories about him. Of course, to me all this seems such a pity. So curious of him, with such a devoted mother and father."
Dolly looked up from the letter. She seemed to fall into a kind of trance, maybe thinking of her dipsomaniac cousin Kay, as her mother called him, who used often to come and stay with her when they were both children, or maybe thinking of the main London and Hadley Road.